Even though today the Mass is from the vigil of Christmas, we read, however, here from the fourth Sunday after in Advent. And the epistle for this, the fourth Sunday in Advent, is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, let a man so count us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now here is it required in stewards that a man be found trustworthy. But with me, it is a very small matter to be judged by you or by man's tribunal. Nay, I do not even judge my own self, for I have nothing on my conscience, yet I am not thereby justified. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, pass no judgment before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in darkness and make manifest the counsels of hearts, and then everyone will have his praise from God and the Holy Gospel. It's taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was procurator of Judea, and Herod tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of the district of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the desert, make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked ways shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all mankind shall see the salvation of God. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, the first thing I have to say this morning is by way of an apology that I failed to say the Gloria in today's Mass. There was supposed to be a Gloria and I didn't say it. I was just on the wrong track, I suppose. There will be no catechism class this morning. Now, those who are local, this afternoon, Vespers will be at 5:15. There will be no benediction. And the reason for that is because of the getting everything ready for tonight, because we have little time to do it. And getting the church completely finished by tonight will be quite a little chore. So there will be no Vespers at 5 o'clock, but at 5:15. However, tomorrow, Vespers will be at 5 o'clock with benediction, solemn Vespers. Those who go to communion at this Mass this morning, and who will be here for midnight Mass tonight, may go to communion again, because it is a new day. So if you went to communion this morning, you may certainly go to communion tonight at midnight. However, if you go to communion at midnight and you choose to go to Mass again tomorrow morning, you may not go to communion again because it is of the same day. So please keep this in mind, lest there be any mistake about it. The church tonight, I think, it's not in this present bulletin, but I think it has been said that the church tonight will open in the neighborhood of about 11:15. Around, that's what we say, we're going to open at 11:15. It will already be open, so 11:15 is when the church will be open. So you know what to do. My beloved people, I will not preach at any distance this morning. I wish only to bring to our attention what is going to happen tonight, and that it is the central point in the history of mankind. And when our Blessed Mother, after having given birth to her son, now this is the tremendous part of it all, when our Blessed Mother picked up her little baby, her tiny little baby, and held it in her arms, she knew it was her baby, of course. But she also knew the mystery of mysteries, the marvel of it all. She was holding God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and all things that we have. She was holding him in her arms. Can we possibly imagine what that was all about, or what that must have been like? It's hard to comprehend, almost impossible to comprehend. Mary was holding her little baby, who was at the same time her God. And when she was praying later on to God, he, her baby, her child, joined his voice together with hers. And she was praying to him, her child, her God. Can we understand this? So, let us keep in mind what we are about. And in our world that is completely unmindful of this, in our world who is completely uncaring of this, it matters not at all to them. And them, my beloved people, I'm certainly not being ugly, and I'm including everyone, myself too. As we look around on this awesome day, on this awesome occasion, when so many of our own relatives, so many of our own families, so many of our own friends could care less of what I am talking about. And if the baby Jesus cannot come to you and to us and ask for warmth on this day, dear people, to whom shall he go? That's where we are. It's in your hearts, in our hearts, on this day. Please be mindful of this. It is no small thing. Be mindful of this. And as you go away, and as you go through and walk through the cloud of commercialism, that has completely engulfed this occasion. My beloved people, think of what it's about. I wasn't going to tell you this little story until later, but I think I'll go ahead and tell it to you today. Last night, I had a telephone call from one of our friends. He's a doctor. And he has a doctor friend who works very closely with him. And this man is a Pakistani, and he is a Muslim. Now please pay attention. This man, the Muslim, went to the doctor, a Catholic Christian. And he said in his own little Pakistani dialect, "Is this a religious feast day, or is it a civic holiday?" And the Catholic answered him, "It's a religious holiday." "Oh, it is?" As I look around and see all that is going on out there, I have a problem. This Jesus that you tell me about, did he not tell us to be people of penance and mortification and fasting? I do not see this out there. "Indeed, my dear friend," he said, "I find this very strange indeed." And this comes from a Muslim to a Christian. My beloved people, this morning, later when I come down to bless the bread, and I definitely encourage you to perform the ceremony that is involved in this ceremony. And not to be making comparisons, believe me, but I dare say if that Muslim were involved in this and pick up a piece of this bread, I have a feeling that he would know what to do. And as I give this blessing to you this morning, by the grace of God that resides in you and us, you bring this blessing, however you may or can, to those near and dear to you, that the grace of God that resides in you may spill over into them and convert them. That's the least that we can do for those whom we love in a world that is ice cold with hatred and selfishness and commercialism and everything else that goes with it. I do not wish for you to be sad on this occasion. And as you certainly, all of you know, that I strongly propose that in your homes, the glory of this occasion will be in full bloom. And let not the color and the pageantry and the fantasy that goes with it not be subdued, but that you offer it up to Almighty God in ultimate praise of Him, all for Him and Him alone. This is what you must have inscribed in your heart of hearts, my beloved people. If you want peace, if you want serenity, if you want joy, if you want everything that comes from heaven and is heaven sent, you and we have to do this. And it comes from the grace of God. I won't mention anyone's name, but in our church this morning is someone who some months ago suffered greatly and was probably not expected to live. But that person is here today.